Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. A Brand New World is one of his books. Also, The Business of Belief. Also, Opportunity Screams. I mean, how many books, Tom, have you written? 8, 9?
I don't know. I think I sold 8 or 9.
So check it out, folks. TomAsacker.com, right?
Yes, that's where you can
ASACKER.com.
Right.
Tom
Asacker. The Business of Belief.
That's right.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com. Check out and you find all the things that Tom does for his customers and all the books that he has that you can check on. And they're all... they're all tight little well-written books that won't take you very long to read, but you'll get an awful lot out of them. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're helping us understand how we don't need to be approaching our customers the way politicians do and the way the Super Bowl commercials, the advertisers on the Super Bowl do, because we need to get more. You know, I was thinking about, as you were talking about this, I was thinking about the way wine aficionados, wine connoisseurs think about wine. They think about, you know, first it has to have a good nose, then it has to have it has to have a good taste on the tongue, then they have mid palate, then they have the aftertaste and all the other stuff. My point is, one sip of wine keeps on giving for if it's a good wine. It keeps on delivering an experience long after the wine's gone, because of the way it releases. It releases different tastes, and so your advertising, your marketing, and the way you deliver on that marketing and advertising, it should be sort of like that, right? It needs to continue to release advantages and experiences, as you said earlier, for the customer.
Yeah, after you understand that these wine connoisseurs, their identity is tied up in that bottle. You don't hand a wine connoisseur a $4 bottle of wine from Costco, even though Costco sells more wine than anyone else in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand who these people are that are buying what you're selling so that you can give them that experience. The entire experience from beginning to end. You know, like I said, with politics, there's no consideration of the customer experience or repeat purchase, right? They get in, they win, they're in for at least 4 years. And it's the same thing with most Super Bowl commercials. The experience is nothing special. The razors are going to give you a close shave. The beverage is going to quench your thirst. The snacks are salty and crunchy. So what they're doing is just trying to appeal to your identity. How you see the world, what you laugh at, what you think is interesting. What small business has to do is both. They have to focus on what are people looking for. Jim, this experience thing confuses people. My dad, years ago, I pumped gas when I was a kid at my father's gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first self-serve station in Massachusetts opening up across the street. And I said, Dad, their prices are lower over there. He said, Son, no one's going to want to pump their own gas. Don't worry about it. Right? So it's understanding what really drives people, what their desires are, what their identity is, because you can't get confused. My father
mm-hmm.
got confused. We had to shut the place down.
Mm-hmm. Well, so but the thing is, though, is this is a really important component we haven't talked about yet. Everyone's customer profile is a little bit different.
That's right.
Because, in other words, as there's one thing that's going on right now, and that is that more and more people are valuing their money more than their time. If you can save them time, I'm sorry, they're valuing their time more than their money. So if you can save them time, they'll give you a little bit more money, but everyone won't do that. So if you've got to conquer the world, you can't have that model. But if you can make a living with only a certain number of customers who want that, then you can do well. You have to not only be prepared to deliver the experience, you have to know what experience that customer wants.
Yeah, Jim, you have hit the proverbial branding nail on the head. Every client I've ever dealt with, from some of the biggest companies in the world to the smallest startups, always say, you're right, Tom, we want to focus. And then we'll start talking about how to focus, and they'll say, we don't want to do that because we're going to start eliminating people that we appeal to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a catch-22. We want to be able to sell to everyone, and we want to focus at the same time.
Well, that's not possible.
But that's the dilemma that mm-hmm. people have. That's mm-hmm. why you...
Well, that's... And big and small companies, this is the path that takes small companies down to failure, is when they try to be all things to all people. They don't have the money, and it's not even a good idea. So, folks, think about that. And think about what Tom has been telling you about, you're not like the Super Bowl guys. You're not like the politicians. You're going to have to hang. You're planting in the ground. These guys are, we're planting in the ground, Tom, you and me and all of these folks listening. We're not going to go anywhere. We got to hang around and continue to deliver those experiences. TomAsacker.com, A-S-A-C-K-E-R. And all of his books are right there. Or what's the other one again, Tom?
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Either one of those. All right. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I will.
Take care. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.